Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Fall Book Fair, hosted by the Monroe Symphony League, opens its doors on Saturday, October 4th. Trenda Stone and Scott Legan join me in studio for a preview. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
We're glad to be
here.
Scotty, you just hit upon it. And Dorinda, the invitation, of course, coming out to the book fair gives you the opportunity not only to see what's new on the shelves, also really an opportunity to come out and see folks that usually come out on a regular basis to the book fair.
We do. It's
almost a social event.
We have a lot of sustaining members, we'll say, and they come repeatedly. If you've not been to the book fair, we want to invite you to join us. We have two buildings chock full of magazines and books and suspense and paperback and children's book. And as I say to people, this isn't a garage sale. This is highly organized. We work all year. You will be able to find by author your favorite suspense. We were just talking to the receptionist here about the Louisiana section, where you have Louisiana authors. We have specialty cookbooks and a variety of cookbooks. So it's a tremendous amount of things that we have. And if you've not been, we're on 4th Street, 325. North 4th Street in Monroe, right near the newspaper office. So we just so much want everybody to join us.
Well, Scotty, Dorinda alluded to it, Louisiana authors. I'm sure you've seen some titles come by.
We see very even scarce books that it's hard to find, and they're expensive if you go to a online bookstore, that they'll crop up with us, and they're usually book cheap. Really dirt cheap. One thing we're proud of this time, Bob, is that we've increased our shelf space, and so we have a lot more books on display as well as in the music room. We've increased the music room holdings. Just let me mention a couple of sections. One lady came in and says, I have been collecting romances for about 2 or 3 years. I buy one, I read it, and they're brand new. She brought us 15 boxes of paperback romances.
Wow.
And so if you're into the romance genre, we also had several genealogists, local genealogists, who passed away this past year. And we've wound up with genealogy books, which is the first time we've really had a genealogical section for people looking for their ancestors.
What is some of the conversation when people come in, they find new selections like that? Obviously, that is something that is sought after, and I'm sure they kind of get their ear kind of perked whenever they hear, oh, you have this type of book available.
Well, what happens is most of these people have looked online, and they see these astronomical prices, even online. And say, you're selling it this cheap? Gosh, I'll take two if you got it.
Well, Dorinda, something you've alluded to, and as we get into the fall season, we think about, you know, some of the fall vegetables and things like that. What could I make and serve up for lunch or dinner? And,
we've got it. Norma Norris and Liddy Matthews have done a tremendous job in arranging and putting out the most beautiful cookbooks. And as Scotty has alluded to before, as people downsize or departed from town, they leave us a tremendous number of beautiful, beautiful cookbooks. And if you have gone to the commercial bookstore and bought the $30 and $40 and $50 cookbook, come by and look, because I think you'll be well pleased. One of the things I noted, and I won't call his name, but I have seen on the first day, which is your best choice,
Right. Two
of our local chefs are in there in line looking at the cookbook. So I think we definitely have a great offering for the cookbook.
You mentioned that first day. There is a fee that's associated
there
with the first.
There is a fee that goes to the support of our two buildings, and it's a $2 fee for adults only. And that just allows us to pay utilities and for a couple of months. So we do have a $2 fee the first day. The rest of the times, it's Saturday and Sunday the first weekend. That's the 4th and the 5th. And then you have 3 days the subsequent weekend, Friday the 10th, Saturday, October the 11th, and Sunday the 12th. Now, on Sunday, we're open only 1 to 5. The other days, we're open 9 to 5. And we would love for everyone, if you've not come, it is, like you said, an experience. And these people are serious buyers. We have milk cartons, and you can't imagine the number of people who will get a box as they come in. Some of them fill them totally with romances, and they'll have a milk carton full of romances, which will last them at least till the next sale, which is quarterly, and it'll be $20 for the total box. It's a great buy. It's,
Scotty, I'm sure folks who like the occasional article, magazines available?
Just all. In fact, we got one in the mail this past week, and it's all the copy is already down there, so it's, you know, current. People with children, our books section for children is crammed full. And for a very nominal fee, you can get enough reading material for your children to last them for months and months.
And also the fact that not only books, but also CDs, DVDs available as well?
And we have books on CDs. I have a friend who does that all the time when they travel. You know, they listen to their books on CD, and they're very, very reasonable.
And, Bob, this time we have a good selection of large print books for the sightless impaired, and so we have a good selection. Usually we don't get that many, but this time we have an excellent section of these large print books.
Well, the Monroe Symphony League Book Fair gets underway on October 4th. Again, Jorinda, the location and a number to call to find out more.
The book fair is located at 320 North 4th Street, and the number to call is 410-1002, and we want everybody to come join us.
Looking forward to the book fair. Jorinda Stone, Scotty Legan with the Monroe Symphony League. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate the invitation, Bob.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.